Hello to everybody out there in Blankle Techland. This is Christian Waywell again. Today we're going to be talking about the humble PC. PCs, as we know, from time to time need new components. Components get tired, components wear out, and we need to replace them. Now, as blind people, or in my case, extremely partially sighted, it's not always convenient to have sighted assistance. PC's been modular in design, allows us to be able to take components in and out quite easily. Most, if not all, connections that you make to the PC these days are keyed. That is, they have a notch on one side, and there's a hole that you make that notch to, and it won't go in any other way. Now, the reason why I'm doing this podcast is that my PC has decided that its DVD ROM drive is gonna pack up and leave. It decided yesterday that, okay, I've had enough, I'm not going to work. And the tray has stopped working, so you can't get discs in and out. I know there is no disc in it. I've managed to do an emergency eject on the tray to get the disc out. The tray is very weak. It does still slide in and out on its own, but the belt has gone to the point where it's very, very difficult to get it to work as it should. I have bought a DVD rewriter. I've got a CD writer, but I want to replace the DVD ROM with keeping in with the DVD technology. So I'm going to replace my DVD ROM with a DVD rewriter. Now, the model of rewriter I have is it's made by a company called Liteon, L-I-T-E-O-N. It's a 16x DVD writer, and although it doesn't actually seem to say whether it's dual layer or not. Just trying to see whether I can. I'm just looking at the specs. It is dual layer. This is a dual layer drive. So we have here a DVD writer in its box, completely brandly new wrapped, and we have a PC which for the most part is still running. Now, what we need to do is we need to make sure that all hardware is disconnected and that the PC goes off. We need to take the complete system apart to fit this drive. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, oh God, this is scary. Believe me, it's not. I did a course back in 2003 to 2004 called the CompTIA, C-O-M-P-T-I-A, A-plus certification. Now, you guys in America have got this. If you're an A-plus technician, you've got it made pretty much, because they're crying out for technicians, and the A-plus qualification is a way to get the needed thing to be able to say, look, I can take a PC to bits, I can do maintenance on this thing, I can repair them, I can troubleshoot them. There's a lot of things that the A plus technician can do. So we're going to first of all shut down the PC, and then we're going to set about taking it out from under the cabinet. So I'm shutting it down now. now shutting it down. It's gone. Turn the wall socket off, and then I'm going to proceed to open the box for this DVD recorder, because it's a brand new unit. There you go. But we're not going to take it out just yet. We've got the box so we can get into it at least. We need to now take the PC apart, take all the components, connections, plugs, various things out of the unit. What this essentially will do is allow us to safely remove the hardware and effect a successful installation of the new drive. I'm just in the process of looking for a suitable screwdriver, which we need to be able to effect a successful PC installation. I had it here this morning, I was using it for something else. It gets really annoying when that happens, because you think you've got what you need, and it turns out that you have nothing. So, I'm now just searching for it. I've now got the said component I need, so I'm now going to start moving my chair away from where I'm working. You need, when you're doing anything like this, particularly if you're partially sighted, the important thing when dealing with a PC is to ensure that you have a clear workspace. A clear workspace is incredibly important, since you will want to know when you're putting things away, when you're putting things down, when you're moving things, you're going to want to know where you've put them. And in the case of a PC like this one, which I'll talk about more in a moment, there are a lot of screws. I'm just taking the components out of the back. Now I'm going to slide the PC deck forward and away. Now we have the PC free from all its cables and connections and plugs and things. There we go. And we can now start work on taking it apart. For the most part, PC maintenance is fairly straightforward a lot of the time. In the case of what I'm doing today, I'm essentially taking one drive out and exchanging it for another. Generally, this kind of work takes a few minutes once you get used to what you're doing, what you're dealing with. You can effect a successful hardware installation within 10 or 15 minutes, depending on what hardware you've got to take out and what hardware you are putting back. Now, I had earlier on, and I don't know what I've done with it, and this is another thing. Make sure when you're doing this that you put your tools in a location near to where you're working, so that you can effectively deal with it. So I'm now taking the side off my machine. And there's three screws that hold this, like so. So second screw out. There we go. Now, to ensure that we can keep the screws safe, I've put them in a teacup. So I'm going to slide the side panel to the left. As the machine is facing me, the side panel slides towards the back. Put the side panel on the bed, and I just need to check that the drive is indeed, yes it is. That means I'm going to have to take it out from the other side as well. Okay, what we need to do, so first thing, we need to get the drive out. So we need to check to see, there we go. We have on this drive, there are three connections. There is the power lead, which is a 4-pin plug, what they call a Molex connector. You have to jiggle these about a bit because they are quite stiff. So I'm just examining the drive now to see how it is fastened to the machine so I can effect a successful uninstallation. Now, the drive is fastened in with two screws at this side, and I'm going to have to pop the side off the other side to see how it is fastened there. Yes, it's got two screws in that side too that I can see. There's a lot of dust in there, so I'm going to have to turn the machine round and pop the back side off so we can get in there and get this apart. These screws have barely been taken off, so they're quite stiff. It's not often you need to do this when you're installing a drive. It's not often that you need to take the complete machine to pieces, because drives don't fail that often. But when you're installing a drive, you always screw the drive in at both sides to ensure maximum security, that it's free from vibrations, and most of all, that it looks good and it's in the right position in the tower. Okay. That's the other side off. And to ensure that I've got enough workable room, I'm just checking now to see which drive is which in the array. I've got two here, you see, the bottom screw on this side, and I'm now attacking the drive. I'm going to take the drive out. You have to unscrew four screws, two in each side, to get this to come clean. And that's kind of good, because it's not too hard to put a drive in, generally. I'm now just taking the screws out, so hopefully now, yep, I've got one side free. One side of that is now free. Slew the PC round the other way and take the screws out the other side. All the while being careful to put the screws where you can find them when you need them. Now, the thing that you always must do when you're taking a PC to pieces is to touch the metal chassis. Now, this does several things. It prevents components getting damaged by static electricity, ESD, electrostatic discharge. So, we've now got the drive free from its mountings, as you can hear it flopping about quite happily, and we've still got it connected to the cables. So we're now at the point where we can take the cables off. Now, what I generally do is I take the data cable off first, then with a bit of wobbling around, the power cable, and then the audio cable. We can now slide the CD drive completely free of the system, and we're now ready to get the new drive and install that. Now, installing a drive is the same pretty much, apart from what I've just noticed is that this drive is the second drive in the box. So we have to do a bit of configuration. Hard drives and CD drives that connect to what they call IDE, Integrated Drive Electronics, can be in one of two modes. They can either be in what they call master or slave. Now, this drive is the second drive in the chain on this IDE channel, so it means we have to put the jumper on the new drive to slave. The CD writer is at master position. If you get the two drives and you put them both on master or you put them both on slave, it will not work. The drives will fight it out and say, all right, which one of us is master? Which one of us is slave? I don't know. It's you. Confuse the whole computer and the drives just will not get detected. Simple as, end of story. You have to configure them. So the first thing we need to do is we know that one is set to slave. So we're going to get the new drive out now. And what I generally do is, ooh, I've got a new, nice, it comes with it, a custom front, by the look of it. If I wanted to put a new front on that, I can. Very nice, very nice, very, very nice. It comes with it, what looks like a black replacement front. You can change the front of this drive for your own personal preference, which I will keep because if I get another one, which I probably will, then I'm going to want one of those because I've got a machine with a black front panel, and that, I believe, is a black panel for fitting on the front. I'm putting all the bits back in the box. Now, the first thing I do with a new drive before I install it in the computer is make sure it works. Get off. That is a bit of a pain. The sellotape on that is completely... Yeah. Yes. We have in front of us a drive. It looks as though, looking at where those jumpers are configured, that I'm not going to have to perform any kind of reconfiguration on this, although I will check it. So what we're going to do first off, we're going to need a power lead, which I cannot get. We're going to test this drive on the computer. So we plug power into the computer and we plug a power lead into the drive. We then turn on the computer and we open and close the drive to make sure the mechanism will work. Turn it onto the wall, it would help. So we now open the drive. Ooh. That's got that. That sounds pretty nice to me. So I'm going to just let you hear that. I'm going to close the drawer. So that zings kind of noise indicated that the don't like the way that did that. Yep, the computer is powering up. I thought for an awful moment that I'd busted my PC. So, we're going to need that later. So, move that power lead out of there. Turn that off at the wall because I don't need that. What we're going to do, now we're satisfied that the drawer opens and the drive is functional, we now install it into the front of the tower. This is quite an easy process. Whoa, I've got two matching drives now. It's just essentially the same as doing what I did before. Putting the drive in and attaching it with the screws provided. I got screws with it, but I'm using the existing ones I already had since they were already there, because sometimes you get them and sometimes you don't. So I'm now putting the screws back in this side to hold the drive in. Once I have the screws back in the drive, I can level up the front. So what I want to do is make sure both drives are level, which they are. And they look really nice. They are just completely matching drives. That is just completely amazing. Both my drives are now made by the same manufacturer. They're both Lyteons. So you now attach the other screw at the other end of the drive unit. It makes for a very tidy installation when you're finished. So I'm now fastening the other screw in to the drive to hold it. Incidentally, if you were wanting to buy a DVD writer drive for your computer, Lyteon actually... Lyteon actually sell... They license their technology to Sony, and essentially if you buy a Sony, you're getting a Lyteon, or a Lyteon, however you want to pronounce it. So, tidying up. Laws of computer installation: always tidy your equipment. Very, very important. So I'm going to slew the PC round and screw the other side of the drive in, because we want to make sure this is going to be free from vibration. Generally speaking, they will be. If you're like me and you're really into messing about with these and you want maximum performance, you may wish to upgrade the firmware on the drive. It's up to you whether you do or not, but I generally do, because to me it makes sense to make sure that your drive is going to be completely glitch free. It is a risky process. With judicious care, an installation of new firmware can be affected quite easily. Now, the machine we're working on while I'm talking about this is a self-built system. It's an Athlon XP 3200 processor. It was quite an expensive box when I built it. The other year, 2004. Still very good, actually. I'm still very proud of this machine. It's very, very lovely to work with. It's quite loud, it's quite noisy, it's fairly not exactly unobtrusive, because that's just not the word I would use for it, but it works, and it works well. I'm now affecting an installation of the screws on the back panel. These are not the easiest of things to do, since normally when I install one of these, I tilt the machine over to one side so I can fit them, but I haven't done in this case because it's just easier. It's just easier. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. I had to just go and get a cup of tea. I've just been given a cup of tea, which I'm quite pleased about because I really need one. Anyway, as I was saying about this computer of mine, it's an Athlon XP 3200 self-built. Me and my mum built this in approximately 2 hours to get the motherboard in. Mum helped me with that. You need sighted assistance. If you're building a machine from scratch, it's good to get sighted assistance on how to, so you can get the drives in where they should go. Well, to get the motherboard in, because the motherboard is quite a complex beast. There's a lot of screws involved getting that in. And trying to line it up with the ports on the back especially is difficult. So, I'm now attacking the last screw on this drive, which is extremely difficult to get in. I took it out of the other one, so it must go back in somewhere. So we're getting somewhere. We're on the point of getting this drive in the box. Actually, for ease of use, I'm gonna tilt the machine over on its back so I can see to line this up, because this is not, well, not see to line it up, but you know what I mean, just to feel it in. I've got it. I think I've got it. So, there's a lot of messing about involved with putting drives in, but occasionally when you want to do something with a PC, you've got to get deep into it and this is doable by people like us. Because I do this a lot, so I'm used to taking machines apart, attaching things to them, that kind of thing. What I generally would say is to people who want to do this, is to have a go, get some sighted assistance for the first time you have a go at one of these. You may surprise yourself in the ease of which these go together. Now, for some reason, I cannot seem to get that screw to fit there. I don't know why. Trials and tribulations of installing a DVD ROM drive. Oh, DVD rewriter. As the case is here. Now, you really have to be quite flexible in terms of like your fingers and things, because when you're working on a tight space like we are here, we're butt up against the bottom edge of a panel. I've got it. And what you've got is my motherboard, where my motherboard rack is where we're bang up against that, and it's really difficult trying to navigate in to get that down. So getting that in is the difficult bit. But once you've got a PC together, generally you'll find that they go together pretty well. They're easy enough to put in. Drives are easy to fit. Once you've got one fitted, you're sorted. And you'll find that repairing computers can be fun. It can be rewarding. When these things work and you get one going, you're like me, I get a buzz out of it, because I really enjoy working with PCs and building them and repairing them and installing new hardware into them, which we're just about done now with the actual hardware side of this drive. I'm going to have to go and find an alternative screwdriver to attack that screw, because it's not going in, which is somewhat annoying. So that's kind of one of the drawbacks of dealing with a PC like mine. Now, the thing is with this, is that there's so much involved in getting PCs to do what you want them to do, that you're going to have a long time to wait when you're messing about with PCs. You're going to have a lot. You're going to have a lot of patience. A lot of patience. Oh, what was that? Oh, it's my clock. It's wrong because I'm trying to repair it actually. So I'm going to go get this alternative screwdriver we need for this job. The one I have is not good.
You alright?
Yeah.
Won't you be blowing out all?
I need an alternative screwdriver to anchor this thing. Now have the alternative screwdriver we need to finish anchoring the drive. Now the reason why that was, the one I had, the handle was too small, but we're okay now. We've got one that will do it, and that's okay. So get the dust off that, finish anchoring these screws in, just turn it, tighten it, turn it, tighten it, it will go. We're in. That one's now in. So the drive is installed. We just now need to connect the wiring. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to put the back on. We don't need this side of the machine anymore. So what we're doing now is putting the back panel on. There's three screws that hold this, so it's not often I need to take this out. So getting this machine into some working order again does not take a great lot of doing. While I'm doing this, I'll just say if you want to contact me, feel free to do so. If there's any questions or you want to ask some questions about things. Not going where I want it to, as this happens quite often when you're trying to put a back on. They don't quite line up and you have to play with them until they do. Once you get them, they're good. There we go, that felt good. Just going to nip that up with a tighter screwdriver, because this big screwdriver is better for what I'm doing. I need to nip that up so it's tight. And if you need to contact me, assuming my computer works again after this, my email address is kwawell, which is kwawell@kwawell.plus.com. Now, assuming my PC actually works when I've got this drive installed, which I've got no fear of it not doing, I've done this before, so we should be good to go. Now, this computer, as I was saying, is a 3200 plus Athlon XP. It's what they call the Barton core. This was the last of the XP series processors before AMD moved on to the Athlon 64, which is a 64-bit architecture. What they mean by that is the more bits you can process, the more memory you can address, the bigger and more efficient the machine can be. 32 bits has a limit of 4 gigabytes of memory that are addressable by the processor. What I mean by that is the processor can see memory up to that limit. The newer processors, I don't know what the spec is, but I'm not going to go into that for the sake of this review or discussion, really. Practical demonstration, whatever you want to call this. Let's put that in there. I don't need that yet. Okay. So we've done putting actually the hardware in the box. What we now need to do is flip the box round and start connecting cables. Now we know that this is an IDE drive, and I think I know that it's a slave. Now the connections to this generally are what they call keyed. That means that the connector is shaped in such a way that it will only go one way. They not always are like that. Sometimes in the case of my ID connector, they're not. So I've got to do trial and error on this one. You cannot damage them by doing this. If you put a drive connector on the wrong way, the computer will not boot. The computer will stop. And then you have to fiddle about with it and work out why it is stopping. Now, generally speaking, with most computers, you can do this kind of thing with sight. And with this machine I have, it has what they call a post reporter. Now, this is a magic piece of hardware that's built into the motherboard, which will speak error messages. It's not a specialist board. I bought this from my local computer store. It's an Asus, spelled A-S-U-S, or Asus, or however you want to pronounce it. It's the A7N8XE Deluxe. You cannot get this board now new, but for those of us who've got motherboards, got machines already, you may have heard of this, I don't know. But they are a good, Asus boards are good, solid, reliable boards. I've never had a problem with an Asus board yet. The ones I've seen, the ones I've worked with, have all been top class reliable. They've never caused me a problem. Right, so we've got the hardware in place. So what we're going to do now is we're going to put, generally I would not do this, but I'm going to put the side back on. For those of you who don't like running a computer when you want to test it with the side off, I would advise you do this, but generally I run it with the side off for the first time after I've installed a piece of hardware, so that I can make sure that everything is working. But in the case of this, we're going to put this together and we're going to run it up with the side on. I'm going to put all the hardware back on it, and we should be good to go. Then we've got this, later on, or whenever I feel like it, I've got the software to install for this drive, and then we will be good to go. So this machine has got, as I said, it's an Athlon XP 3200 processor. It has a gigabyte of RAM. I have two hard drives in here. I have a Mac Store, I think it's a Diamond Max Plus 9, I'm not sure. It's a 120 gig 6YL01120 something. It's a 120 gigabyte drive anyway. It's a 6YL0 range. Quite a good, fairly noisy when you access it, but it's a good drive. There is a Western Digital 2500BB. It's a 250 gig hard drive. I use that as my secondary storage. We're running a gig of RAM. I've got NVIDIA GeForce FX5600 graphics card in here. I've got a Yamaha SW1000 audio card in here. This SW1000 is an XG MIDI audio card. It's got a lot of nice features actually for what it is. We're running There's a 56k modem in there, although I don't use that now because of broadband, or broadband as I always say. I always say it like that. I always go broadband. Don't know why. I just do. we have... a bunch of USB ports on here. There are six built in and four on a card. The card is an Orangeware USB card, which I bought to allow me to run the Book Courier, because my onboard chipset made by Nvidia, the Enforce 2, does not like it. So I had to buy an alternative USB, I think, to fit in a PCI slot to give me extra cards. We're running all of this off a Thermaltake 560 watt silent pure power supply. It's a nice power supply. I paid about £60 for the power supply, and I love it because it's fairly quiet. The noise that you heard earlier when I powered the thing up for testing was my graphics card fan. So the letdown with this machine is the graphics card fan. It's a bit noisy. I have two FireWire ports. The motherboard supports two, and they're connected onto a backplate. And there's a few other neat little bits, a couple of cooling fans in the case, and the various things like that. So, what we're going to do now is we're going to slide the box back under the table, and we're going to connect it up to a basic set of connections. So I'm putting the tower back in. This is not the easiest of towers to get under my desk because it only just fits. Flaming Nora, it does only just fit as well. Whoa! Bye bye headset, where did you come from? You weren't supposed to do that. Come out. There we go. Get the box out because the headset's got wired underneath it. The headset wire's got caught inside the thing, making it virtually impossible for me to get the tower in. There we go, I've got it. Okay, let's get this headset moved. That is not good. Okay, so after a slight accident with the headset, should be good to go. So slide the box inside underneath my box, my case, whatever they call the bottom of the computer desk where things fit. I can't remember what they call it. Connect up the keyboard and the mouse. We just need to get these in some semblance of order so we can get everything up and running. You basically just connect everything up to the back of the unit now. It can be annoying when you check that everything is where it should be and you find that there is something wrong with it, so you have to take it all the bits. So I generally don't wire the whole system back in. I generally just wire in the bits that you need for a functioning system. Well, I've actually gone the whole hog because I'm pretty sure this is going to work. It probably will end up backfiring on me. Sometimes this happens when you think you've got it made and you haven't, and you look completely foolish when you've finished. But that's something I can manage quite happily with. So, we're pretty much wired up here now. The only bit I've got to find is my speaker wire. I don't know where that went. Here it is, I think. Yeah. So, that's about it really for setting it up. All we need to do now is just to connect the power and turn it on, and the system should be good to rock. So, are we ready for the grand power? There we go, everything's now in. We turn the box on at the wall. wait for the various bits of hardware to initialize, like the modem, the router. We turn the box on.
Oh dear. My graphics card fan is not happy at all. It does that sometimes. It is not a happy little fan, isn't that one?
No, I'm just... Stop.
It's now booting into Windows. That noise will go away in a moment. Well, it should go away in a moment. It's just booting up now. It's a beautiful drive, it really is. I'm gonna test this. I've put a CD out of my other drive into the DVD writer. Now we've got sound. I've got no JAWS loaded because I don't load JAWS on startup. So, my scanner. CD-ROM drive is detecting new hardware right now. So what we're going to do, I'm going to go into, put a load JAWS, and I'm going to take a look in the system.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Desktop, folder view M, my documents, 1M, my music, my computer, applications, properties,
enter, there are properties. Menus,
compute, hardware tab, hardware space.
Device manager.
Blank, tab, preview, level, disk drive, disk, DVD slash, DVD, level 2, light dash on DVD, RWSHW-1635S, 1 of 2.
There we go, an SHW-1635S.
Light dash on LTR-52327S, DVD slash, CD.
And we have a DVD RW drive installed in the system. Now I'm going to shove the disk in. We're going to make... Ow, the computer's now making the proper noise. Just waiting for this drive to spin up. Oh, no. Very nice. We have now successfully affected the installation of a DVD RW drive. Now I hope that this has been informative to those of you that want to have a go at doing this in the future. It is blind friendly, you can do it. The first time you have a go, have some sighted assistance on hand, because you may need help getting alignment with screws, but once you get used to how to do it, you can do it. It is blind friendly. I can see a little bit, but I struggle sometimes with various bits. But I've done it. I've got this to work. I've done this several times, so installing DVD drives for me is not a hard job. But for those of you that are kind of just want to listen to this podcast and say, wow, it really can be done, go right ahead, because you'll be amazed at what you can do with a computer. Even if you can't see, you can still, once you get to know what components are where they fit, what they look like, you can pretty much diagnose your own faults. Once you get to know what things happen when, it's doable. And I strictly would say to those of you that are looking to doing that, to having a go at having a play with their own PC, have a go with an old one. Get an old machine that's kind of dead, or you can take the components out of and put back and just play with it and get used to it. There are bits when you are making a new PC where you need sighted assistance for setting up the BIOS, but generally speaking you don't need to really touch that these days, because new PCs are such that they auto detect everything and they just say, okay, that's fine, I'll use it, ping 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 ping, and it just goes. So this is Christian Waywell with a newly installed DVD RW drive, signing off.